You know, on Tuesday nights, we open the doors at 5 o'clock, and we begin to pray together at 5:30. And if you ever have the chance, for those who are not, I understand if you're at work and not able, but if you are able, there's such a sweet presence of God in these meetings at 5:30. We pray right from 5:30 till 7 o'clock. And that's why you're coming into the sanctuary, and you could feel the presence of the Lord so strongly tonight, because we have been sharing scripture together. We've been praying together. Their faith has arisen in our, at least in my heart anyway. I don't know. I hope somebody else here God's speaking to. But I thank the folks. I'm telling you, there's some things happening now, even in the city. I can't share them with you, but you're going to be so excited when you hear what the Lord is doing. We're in negotiation for something, and I'm not at liberty to say it tonight, but I thank God. The Lord is working in a powerful way right now. He's answering our prayers. So I want you to take heart tonight. We're not on the losing side. Now, tonight, 53 brand new believers in Christ are going into the waters of baptism. And many of these have come to Christ in Sunday evening services and throughout the week in different times. Some have been led to the Lord by members of this congregation. Powerful testimonies of lives put back together. Impossible situations turned around. People coming in here with a sense of hopelessness and finding the hope that God offers through Jesus Christ. And so I thank God with this, for this with all my heart. And I pray that these 53 be just a raindrop of a coming thunderstorm in New York City. That's the cry of my heart. And Father, we thank you tonight, Lord, for that we can get together as a congregation. We can celebrate new birth and new life. And those who have made the decision to have a sincere walk with God through Jesus Christ and are trusting for the power to live in this newness of life. Thank you, God Almighty, for these. We pray, Lord, as they go down in this waters of baptism, that there be a determination in their heart to die to an old way of living, and a faith that when they come up out of that water, just as Jesus was raised from the dead, so too they will be raised by the power of the Holy Spirit into a new life. Lord, we thank you, God, that the Christian church is a new life. It's not just another theory about God. It is God in us. It is a new life that God offers through Christ. And Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. You're going to unshackle this testimony in New York City. God Almighty, you're going to open our mouths. You're going to give us a song. You're going to put something so profound in us that we can't be quiet any longer. Lord, we thank you for faith in our prayers tonight. As we pray, Lord, take us out of the realm of conjecture and hoping you do something into the realm of faith and trust and belief in the Word of God. Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you that when we pray, mountains have to move. When we pray, children come home to God. When we pray, the impossible becomes possible. When we pray, prison doors open. When we pray, blinded eyes see. When we pray, lame limbs are given strength. When we pray, God, you come and do what only you can do. When we pray, there's leaping and dancing and praising in the temple of Almighty God. Father, when we pray, bondages of generations are broken. When we pray, the armies of the enemy turn and begin to fight with each other. When we pray, the glory of God comes into our city and into our streets. When we pray, a river of life comes into New York City and overturns all of the weaponry of the devil. When we pray, God goes into our colleges and our schools, into apartments and boroughs. When we pray, gangs come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. When we pray, bondage is broken. Captives are set free. The glory of the Lord comes into his house. When we pray, so we've come to pray. We've come to believe you, God. We've come to your throne. We expect a miraculous tonight. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to you, Jesus. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We expect answers tonight. We expect you to move the scepter in our direction. We expect you to look at us and say, yes, you have what you asked for. We expect it tonight, God. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come to your throne with that expectancy. And we praise you and we bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's give God a shout of praise tonight in this house.
Standing tonight with us, we're going to go to prayer on behalf of those who have entrusted us with their prayer requests tonight. And if you have a card tonight of maybe a neighbor, family member, co-worker, maybe a classmate that's entrusted you with something to pray for them about, if you could take that card out right now and raise it up high so everyone around you can see the cards tonight. Those around you can see the cards. Raise your hand real high, so everyone around you can see it. Hold it up real high. And those who don't have a card tonight, if you would take notice of those who are around you that do have a card, turn around if you have to take notice of those who are around you who have a card. And I want you to begin to gather around those that do have a card right now. We're going to form small circles, and they're going to share with you the name of the person on the card and what to pray for tonight. And we're going to agree in prayer on behalf of these particular needs. Now, as we do that, I just want to remind you of a testimony that we shared last week of a prayer request that had come into us, and we began to pray in the service and how the Lord answered. It was a man who was terminally ill with cancer, preparing for his funeral, and God healed him of that cancer. Amen. And so there's no more funeral preparations. God did a miracle in result of prayer, in answer to prayer. So we're going to believe God on behalf of these needs tonight. Would you do that right now? Gather around those that have prayer requests, and they're going to share with you the name and what to pray for, and then we're going to go to prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We bless your name tonight. We exalt your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're still in the business of doing miracles. You're still in the business of healing hearts. Lord, healing sickened bodies, healing marriages, saving souls, delivering captives, God. Directing your people, those who call upon the name of the Lord. You said they would be saved, God. We thank you tonight for the power of intercessory prayer. We thank you for the ability, Lord, to stand, Lord, in the holy places, stand, Lord, between the living and the dead, to stand in the gap, Lord, and to bring and to pray power into the situations that we've lifted up to you tonight. We believe for the power of God to invade the lives of those that we have prayed for tonight, that you will be God to them. Lord, that you will show yourself strong on their behalf. We honor you tonight. We thank you for what you did for us, that you will do it for them, that you will show your love, God, in the midst of their situation. God, that they will know that you are God, that you are alive, and that you love them tonight. God, we thank you for the victory. We thank you that the devil is defeated and that our God is exalted. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that you are on the throne and that nothing is too difficult for our God. We honor you tonight and we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, for what is impossible with man is possible with God. Hallelujah. 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 Give him a shout of praise tonight, folks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We honor you. We exalt you tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I want you to turn with me, if you have your Bible, and I hope you do, to Psalm 34, one of my favorites. One of the, they're all great, but some are just better than others, praise God. Greater, because they speak to you. Now, this Psalm 34, just for a word about its introduction, was written, King David wrote this when he went to the cave of Adullam, after he had escaped from the Philistines. Saul is chasing him with a whole army. All of the army of Israel was after him to kill him. Just escaped by the skin of his teeth, God watching over him. And he fled down to the Philistines. And while he's there, he presented himself to the king. And then the king's men said, "This is David." Do you know who this is? This is the man they sang, Saul has killed thousands. He has killed 10,000s of us. This is David. It scared David to death. It would scare anybody to death. He realized just a word from the king and his head would be off. And he suddenly decided God told him what to do. The angels did, and he turned into a madman. And he began to, it says with his hands, he scratched the walls and he let the spit run all down on his beard, and he acted crazy. And the king said, you folks have brought a crazy man to me. This is not, what do I need with crazy men? And they dismissed him alive. And David was so thankful to God that Saul didn't kill him, the king didn't kill him, that when he got to the cave, he wrote this psalm. It starts off, well, I will bless the Lord at all times. It's a commitment, a commitment. Now, listen to his commitment. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord, and the humble will hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. I love that. He's saying, I want to get people to come and magnify the Lord with me. Let's praise him together. That's why I love this choir, because we can magnify the Lord together. I love the praise of this. This was wonderful praise here tonight. Wonderful praise. And you know, you'll do well to invite somebody out and say, come out and magnify God with me. Come on, let's, because the praise here really gets to you and it lifts you and it does something for you. And get into praise. And he said here, I will bless the Lord at all times. Think of it. His praise will constantly be in my mouth. Then he says, I'm going to invite others. I'm not just going to praise God by myself. Magnify the Lord with me and let's exalt him together. Here's the reason. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Say fears. Fears. All of my fears. I sought God. That's my testimony. I sought God. I had a tremendous, I'd been saved a few months, maybe not quite a year, and all of a sudden, a tremendous spirit of fear would destroy me, came over me, and I began to seek God like I never have, and the few people I had known seek him that way. I saw God every meeting. I was the last one to leave. Really, the last one to leave. I came the first one to the altar and the last one to go. I was at the meeting. I was praying because, and I'd get the victory. And at that point, as I sought God so desperately, God gave me Psalm 91. Now, I didn't get over it right away. I got better, and it would hit me again. And I'd pray and see God and get better and get some victory and get the promises. And this lasted me for 1 year, a little over a year. And I would get better, and then this fear would seize me again. But as I prayed, at the end of that, about a year and a half, I really had the victory. I was a stronger man in God. I had gained the victory because I had been fighting like King David. I had been fighting the devil, eyeball to eyeball, and battling with him for my soul and my life. And I began to say that and teach that, never give up, because when I didn't give up, you win. When you don't give up and you stay in the battle and you stay with it and you seek God with all of your heart, God brings you through. Hallelujah. Let's praise him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. He'll answer you. He answers prayer. He will hear you if you'll cry out with all your heart and mean it. God will hear you, whatever your need is. A couple of months ago, I got the pastor's book on Fear Not. And I read it, and I was just so blessed because I read in, Pastor, your testimony of how God so delivered you from fear. Yours was more instant than, more different than mine. Everybody's a little bit different. And I wanted to recommend, if you've got fear, that you read the book the pastor wrote, because you know him, you see him, and he will, it will increase your faith to fear not, because fear is one of the great weapons of the devil, is to put fear on us. And I have battled that battle those first years, and then 10 years later, I had a similar experience. And that brought me closer to God, fighting through, battling through with whatever the fear is that comes to you. Now, if you've got fear, David gives the answer. Pray, seek God, get into the Word, get the promises into you, and hang in there. And it'll help you to get a testimony. Read his book, Fear Not. Read these promises and get into it and stay with it, because fear is of the devil. God wants you free, and he wants to deliver you. He is a delivering God. Hallelujah. So get a hold of it and seek him with all your heart. Now, I got to hurry. Hallelujah. Can you believe 10 minutes is gone already? Praise God. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and he'll hear you, and saved him out of all of his troubles. Not just fear, whatever it is, whatever it is. Now, here's a verse I wanted to get to quickly tonight. The angel of the Lord encamps, say encamps,
encamps.
Say it loud,
encamps.
Encamps all around those that fear him, and the angel delivers them. The angels of the Lord encamp, camp out, move in with you. The angels move wherever you are. They camp around you. You're living with angels when you're serving God. You're living with angels. You're living with angels. When you serve God with all your heart, when you're out with him, living for him, the angels move in with you. It says they camp. They don't just come visit you. No, they set up camp. That's different. It's nice to have them visit you, but it's better to have them camp with you. Stay with you. Stay with you. Hallelujah. The angels camp around. They camp around you. Listen, folks, this is not fiction. This is the word of the Lord. This is God's word. Angels camp with you and stay with you and watch over you and take care of you. Amen. Thank you. You don't have to see them. You can't see them. You don't need to see them. They see you. That's what's important. They're watching you. You don't watch them. They watch you. Angels. Praise God. I heard this man, and I read his story, and I was so glad to meet him. I met him in Switzerland some years ago, and he had married a Jewish young lady in World War II, and the Jews were all being killed. She escaped. He and his wife, a Jewish wife, both of them Christians, escaped. On the train, it was incredible. The angels watched over them because the Nazis walked by and never caught her. She got into Switzerland. They had no money. Money ran out, nothing. And they sat down on a Saturday morning. She wrote out a list of groceries that she always would get on Saturday. They'd go shopping, get this list of groceries. They had not a penny. And just left it there. And they sat there talking in about an hour or two, no more. A knock came on the door, and a man dressed with a robe, a white thing like they wear in the merchants would wear in the grocery stores and the places in Europe, and came in and says to the lady, "Here are your groceries," and to him, "Here are your groceries." And everything she had written was in that bag, everything. Set it down, and they were so shocked because they hadn't said a word, no phone call, nothing. They just stared at him. He never said anything else, just said, here's your groceries, and went about, walked out the door. Now, he had to pass the window before he would get out of the building, out of the building. It was an apartment house. He had to pass their window, and he never passed it. When he closed the door, he vanished. But he set the groceries down, an angel. He said, every Christmas we tell that story when the angel brought the groceries to our house. Praise God. He's real. He's real. He's real. Now, he encamps around you. Don't you be afraid. That's been my battle. But God gave me the victory, and it helped me. And reading these Psalms just became life to me. I've got to hurry. I'm all finished. But I want you to listen to this just quickly. One thing. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. There is no want to those that fear him. Lions lack and suffer hunger, but those that seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, children. Now listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days? This is the prescription for long life. Listen to it. And loves many days, wants to live a long time, that he may see good, and you see good while you're living. Keep your tongue from evil. Your tongue has to do with the length of your life. And your lips from speaking guile, no deceit. Depart from evil. Do good. Seek peace. Pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Now I'm finished with this. Listen. He started off telling us what to speak. Bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I'll make my boast of the Lord, and I'm inviting folks to praise God with me. Here he gives the negative side. Don't do these things. Don't do what 13, 14, and 15 say don't do. Do what he says he'll do in verse 1, 2, and 3. Cut out the negative and get into the positive with God. Cut out the wrong. Cut out the evil and do the right. And he says it is a prescription for long life. And the angels will be with you. Praise God. God bless you, everyone. Praise God.
You know, I just want to encourage you, what you heard Brother Crandall say. It's an amazing thing how God will dispatch those that he needs to dispatch to help you and to help me. There was a time as a young minister, I was standing in the church, and I was just overwhelmed with the circumstances. I'd ran out of physical strength, and some of you know the story and how that happened. And I got into a service. Even though the church was alive around me, I was absolutely out of strength. I opened my mouth to praise and nothing would come out. I tried to raise my hands and I couldn't lift them. And I remember saying in my heart, I said, Lord, I can't go on. I can't do this anymore. I don't have the strength to get up and preach. I'm finished. I can't do it. And as I was standing there just speaking these words, an audible voice, the only time in my life this has ever happened to me, but an audible voice, not an impression on my heart, spoke right outside this ear and said, I've come to help you. And it so shocked me that I jumped and I turned and looked and there was nobody standing there beside me. And in the strength of that encouragement the Lord sent to me, I got up into that pulpit and I've never stopped preaching since that day. Never, one time. Pastor Nick Cassidy, you know him well from Ireland. Most everybody here knows him. His father was one of the first Christians in that area where they lived. And one winter time with the car full of young children, and at that time, I believe he could tell you the story. I think he was 9 or 10 years old. They were driving up a hill in Ireland, and suddenly it was snowing, and the car began to slide. And it was sliding dangerously close because the roads have no guardrails. And there's a tremendous cliff. And his father, being a new believer in Christ, yelled out in the car, Jesus, help us. Jesus, help us. And suddenly two big men came and put their hands on the back of that car and pushed them up right to the top of the hill and kept them from sliding down into this ravine. And Pastor Nick's father, now it was up in the middle of nowhere. There's no trees. It's just long, lengthy roads. And you got to picture the scene with me. He gets out of the car to thank them, and there's nobody there. You tell me, Brother Crandall, angels camp around about those who fear God. The Lord will help you whatever way he needs to. Sometimes the angel that comes to you is a physical person like you or me that just has a burden on their heart and just reaches out to you. And sometimes it's sovereign. It's something that God alone does. But we are in the protective hand of God, you and I. And no matter what kind of circumstances we find around us in this generation, or what kind of an evil report comes on the news media or in the newspaper or from a neighbor, whatever you hear, there's another source, there's another life, there's another protection, there's another word. And it's the word of God that's going to sustain us in the coming days. It's the word of God that's going to feed us. It's the faithfulness of God. I don't care how the groceries come, as long as they come. That's all I'm really concerned about. The Lord will sustain his own. David wrote, I've been young and I've been old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. And I'm telling you, that verse is not going to have to be whited out of the Bible when we get there. God is going to provide for us. He's going to keep us in the coming days, no matter what kind. We might face a fiscal cliff, as everybody's talking about, but I'm not looking at the fiscal cliff. I'm looking at another hill 2,000 years ago where the Son of God died. And when the Son of God died, the provisions of heaven were flowed down from that hill and came to you and I, and God is going to keep us. What an hour this is going to be alive. We're going to see miracles, folks. I know it in my heart. We're going to see God do what only God can do. And you and I are going to have a testimony in New York City or wherever you happen to be from of how he has provided, how he has kept you, how he has spoken to you, how he has been your provision. And that will be the story and the testimony to this generation. God in his mercy is pulling out the carpet of false security in America, and he's going to give a true security to the Church of Jesus Christ. And we're going to be the ambassadors of that security to our generation. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. If you're facing fear tonight, you have to stand against it. You have to stand up and declare God faithful. That's the essence of getting rid of fear. God is faithful. God has me in his hand. I can't be taken from the Father's hand. That's what Jesus said. There's no mountain. There's no power of evil. There's no hellish device. There's no weapon formed against me that is going to take me out of the hand of Almighty God. I am in the hand of God. And nothing can come my way unless God allows it. And if God allows it, there's a purpose behind it. Because all things do work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to his purpose. No weapon formed against me can prosper. And I have the right to condemn every tongue that stands against the testimony of God in my life. You and I are going to stand by faith, and we're going to believe God in this generation. We're going to believe that God's going to give us spiritual authority to see prison doors open, to see blinded eyes given sight. God's going to do something profound and powerful in this generation. I believe that with all my heart. And not only will he provide for us, but there will be leftovers to give to others around us who don't have enough to eat, they don't have enough to wear. God will provide for people through his church. Praise be the name of Jesus. The church is not going out of this world any less than she came in. This church age is going out with the glory of God all over her. We're going out with hearts filled with passion for the work of Almighty God. And I thank God for that with all of my heart. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to the name of Jesus. Praise be to God. I want us to stand to our feet tonight, and we're going to thank God for his faithfulness. We're going to thank him for his power. We're going to thank him for his glory. Thank him for his goodness. Praise be to God. And if you are struggling with a fear that is debilitating you, it's crippling you tonight, you don't know how you're going to get through even the rest of this evening, as if you've come in here thinking that life is not worth living, you don't know how you're going to get through tomorrow, I want you to slip out of your seat and come to the front of this sanctuary, and we're going to curse the root of that rotten tree that's trying to destroy your life, and you're going to live, and you're going to have a testimony and a song that God's going to put in your heart. Just step out of wherever you are. Those that are fighting this kind of debilitating destructive fear, and you don't know where you're going to find strength for tomorrow, you come. And we're going to praise God as you come, and then we're going to pray. And as these are coming, start praying for them right now. Folks, lift your voice now. Start to pray for these. Stand against the work of the devil. Stand against the lies of darkness. This demonic power that tells these folks that life is not worth living. And they're not going to make it through. That's a lie. Stand against it in the name of Jesus. And let's believe for our own here in the house of God. Stand against this power of evil.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your truth. Hallelujah, thank you for your voice, dear God. Thank you, Jesus, that your word stands truer than every lie from the pit of hell, dear God. We stand in the name of Jesus. We renounce every voice of fear, every fiery dart sent against our faith, dear God. We stand against it in the name and in the authority of Jesus Christ, because of the price you paid on Calvary, because of the victory that you won on the cross for us, dear God. We stand with boldness, with authority against the lies from the pit of hell. Every argument that wants to rise itself in arrogance against the truth of Jesus Christ, that victory is ours. That the victory over sin, over the fears of death and the fears of this life, dear God, are conquered in the name of Jesus. We stand against the name, the voice of darkness in this hour. We stand against every lie that tells us we can't make it, that we're going to fall, that we're not going to be the husbands and the wives that we've been called to be, that we cannot be the parents that you've called us to be, that we cannot live in victory over sin and over death and over temptation. God, we stand against those lies of the enemy. We stand declaring your truth to be the only truth that stands true today in our lives, Father. We declare your word to be the only truth that's worthy to be trusted, oh God. Father, we thank you, Jesus, that your truth overrides every weakness of our flesh. Your truth overrides every circumstance of our life, every trial, every battle, every fire, every storm, dear God. Your word will carry us through. Your word will give us the victory. We ask this in Jesus' name. We ask, oh God, that fear would have to crumble, that fear would have to bend its knee to your truth in our hearts, oh God. We pray that the enemy would have to release its stronghold over our minds and over our lives, over our families, over the testimony of Christ in our life. Jesus, 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 you rent the veil from top to bottom. God, we need your victory in this hour. We can't rend it in our own strength. We come depending upon your strength, upon your work. Holy Spirit, come. Fill us once again. Baptize us in the power of your love. Oh God, come. Come, Holy Spirit. We stand as a needy people. Conquer every enemy of our soul. Conquer the accuser of the brethren. Conquer, dear God, the accuser of our soul. God, we're asking this in the holy name of Jesus. Turn our lives into a testimony. Father, every fear, dear God, conquered in our lives. Give us boldness. Boldness not founded on any strength of our own, but founded on the truth of Calvary. Jesus, make us warriors. Father, not just for our own well-being, but there are children we're going to fight for in this city. There are young people that we need to fight for in this city. God, we need your strength in this hour. We want to be able to fight for our neighbors. We want to fight for our co-workers. We want to fight with boldness for their salvation. Oh God, give us strength in this hour to believe you for a mighty outpouring. Oh God, make us prayer warriors. Make us those who would come into into the prayer closet and know that we have a right to be there, that you've paid the price for us to be there. We don't have to come in our own understanding. We don't have to come in our own righteousness. We come in the righteousness that was paid for us by the blood of the Lamb. God, give us that boldness to approach your throne like Queen Esther coming, dear Lord, that says, if I perish, I perish, but I will fight this good fight of faith because the scepter of the God of grace is stretched out before me. God, give us that power to reach out and to touch that scepter for our lost loved ones, for our family members who don't know you, for our co-workers, for our children, our grandchildren who don't know you. God, give us the grace. Give us the grace in this hour, and we will give you all the glory because it belongs to you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Listen to me, those who are at this altar. There will be no suicide in this house. Do you understand me? In this house, we say, damn the devil. He's the one going to hell. He's the one who has no hope. He's the one who has no future. You have a future. You have a future. You have hope. You have a purpose for life. God created you for a purpose, and that purpose in your life is going to be fulfilled. Stop. No more lies. No more listening to these lies. You are precious in the sight of God. Every one of you, you're precious in the sight of God. And don't you dare buy the lie that life is not worth living. Life is worth living. And when you get to the end of your days, you will put your feet up in your bed and you will give a shout of glory to God because you didn't buy the lie of the devil. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not only didn't you buy the lie, but you fought back. And you fought back in the strength of God. And you took others out of captivity. And you destroyed the works of darkness over other people's lives and minds. God takes the weak things of this world. You and I qualify for His army. He takes those things that are nothing. He takes those things that are foolish. So you and I qualify for the army of God. And so the only cry of your heart and mine is, Jesus, give me your Holy Spirit. Jesus, make a fighter out of me. Jesus, give me a song. Jesus, give me something to say from your word. Jesus, give me victory. Hallelujah. And I will open my mouth and I will praise you. And I will talk about the future. And I will give glory to God. I will be a son or daughter of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We live. We live. We live because He lives. We live. We live. We all live because He lives. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. We are a mighty army in this generation. And we live because He lives. We live because His Spirit is inside of us. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's going to be a revival in this land. From the north to the south, from the east to the west, there's going to be a revival in this land. Hallelujah. The devil's not going to win this day. Jesus Christ won this victory 2,000 years ago. And by the grace of God, we're going to walk in this victory. Hallelujah. 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 We've got to give God praise tonight. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing. We've got to sing. We've got to give God glory. We've got to shout. We've got to praise Him.